We're headed to Milwaukee, me included, with a pretty historical moment on our hands where we have a assassination attempt 24 hours before a major nominee our convention kicks off. So I can imagine that feelings about the candidate, about the party, Republicans in particular, were going to be high already. Now they are going to be on steroids. This is where people are going to feel really, really emotional about what we saw on live video yesterday, and we just simply don't know how that's going to play out, except for in Milwaukee, a huge rally around the Trump effect.
Professor, we now have in the last 20 years social media, which amplifies everything. Everybody has a platform to get on social media. How does this play into this?
Yeah, they do. And we're still studying the effects of this, but the reality is that social media, particularly the social networks like Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, they're algorithm based. And so what you see on your feeds is largely a signal of your own creation. And too often we reduce ourselves to the cacophonies of people who agree with us, and the algorithms will kick in the most extreme version of that, knowing that that's what gets eyeballs. And so I say all of this to urge listeners to, if you can't get off social media entirely, to just recognize your part in this, that you are contributing. In fact, you are the number one contributor to what your feed says. And it is the most extreme version of that. So social media is not reality. It should not be treated as such. And try to take a step back from the conversations happening on your social media feed, because they're not productive. The ones across the kitchen table are. The ones across your neighbor's fence are. Use those instead of the social media ones.
Professor, you said just to yourself you're going to Milwaukee, a city that I lived in, a city that I worked in. I would imagine security in downtown Milwaukee will be as tight as anything as ever we've ever seen.
I can imagine too, and this is just the unfortunate reality of what we saw play out yesterday, but also an increasing trend of political violence. From January 6th to the chance of hang Mike Pence to the beating up of Paul Pelosi in his own home and the threats that we see where I live on Capitol Hill, more regular than not. And so this is just the downstream effects of living in our incredibly partisan times. But now we have a lot of folks with a lot of means to produce political violence, which is what we saw yesterday and what we're trying to prevent going forward.